Left, right, left, right, left, right. An excerpt from Jeep Show by Robert O'Connor. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Belgium, December 16th, 1944. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Jim Panzer is walking back from the front. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Panzer was an entertainer, Jeep Show. Bit of a comic, bit of a singer, bit of a dancer when needed. Left, right, left, right, left, right. His job was to go to the thick of the battle, the places where the USO would not go. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Tonight, he should have had a ride back to safety, but there was a wounded soldier and a flip of the coin to determine who would walk back. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left.
The song. Jim and Stella dancing to Moonlight Serenade. Her hair floats up in his eye. He can't seem to push it away. The stage floor is soft and his feet are heavy. He's having a hard time keeping up with her. She's singing, soldier, 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 soldier,
Tuscany.
Private Osceola Jones is holding Jim's web belt from behind. He has recognized Jim from the December 15th Jeep Show for Company C in Moonshot. What? You're in a beet field. Road turned north, you kept on east, like you're going to march to Germany. I fell asleep. Jim looks at his Timex. 0200 hours. He looks around for a place to lie down. A sergeant arrives.
Stow the gap, you two. Get back, he orders. We're in a forward zone.
They are part of Team Snafu, a hastily organized unit composed mainly of 28th Division survivors, dismounted tankers, and artillerymen.
Situation normal. All fucked up for sure,
the sergeant says to a corporal as he rejoins the formation.
Some of these numbskulls can't even know how to march. How are they going to fight?
10 minutes later, the snafu column is stopped by an ordnance captain waving a flashlight. There's a deuce and a half idling just off the road. Rectangular green ammo cans and wooden crates are stacked on the ground behind it, like a spring cleaning soap display at A&P. Empty cans and crates are scattered nearby.
Hump as much as they can, Sergeant, the captain says. For yourselves and for the airborne men up ahead. Every man bring a can of 30 cal,
Sergeant shouts, chugging men into a line.
We're going to want a lot of machine gun fire.
In the dark, he sees the illuminated hands and face of a soldier lighting a cigarette.
No smoking, goddammit. Ammo dump.
Turns away and says,
Nafu screwball's going to get us all killed.
To no one in particular. The Sunday night buffet at Stires, Jim thinks. All you can get on a plate, something for everybody. Like the other soldiers, he loops bandoliers of M1 clips over his shoulder and puts grenades in his gas mask holder. He picks up a can of 30 cal. He can tell the thin metal handle is going to hurt his fingers.
Still got a gas mask?
The soldier says to the man next to him.
Chuck it and put ammo in the holder. Haven't fired a rifle since I left Camp Shelby,
the other says.
I'm a barber.
The ordnance captain shines his flashlight on several wide and stubby wooden boxes marked rockets. Caution.
Any bazooka men here?
There are not.
Team Snafu needs bazooka training, he says to the sergeant. Plenty of kraut tanks heading this way. D-bars in those cartons,
captain says, pointing to a neat pile of cardboard boxes. It's the emergency chocolate ration. Not tasty and hard as a rock. Nobody likes them.
Every man take 3, sergeant says. We may be gone a while.
Gone for a while, with plenty of opportunity to get everyone killed before the German offensive starts to collapse and the path to Berlin begins to open. Jeep Show, a trooper at the Battle of the Bulge, is the story of a Morale Corps entertainment soldier caught up in Hitler's massive last-ditch attack on the Western Front. Jeep Show is the story of an ordinary American soldier who, like many ordinary American soldiers in the Second World War, saw and did extraordinary things. Jeep Show is available in print, audio, or ebook formats on Amazon or bookshop.org. This is the story. Thanks for listening.